Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the notes below. No more than 2 words for each blank. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Business Insight. Today, we're going to talk about interview skills. Now let's welcome Henry, the HR executive of Complex Corporation, to share his experience with us. Welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
Henry, how many years have you been in this line of work?
All right. In fact, I was a lawyer since I graduated from law school in 1995. 5 years later, I moved into the human resources department.
That's interesting. We know you are an experienced HR staff, and your job is to let the right person be at the right place. So, would you tell us what one of the most popularly used methods to choose the right one is?
Of course, job interviews. So we need skilled job interviewers to ensure we can find the right one.
What makes a good job interviewer?
Well, different job interviewers have different skills and preferences. However, they have something in common. First, preparation as an interviewer. You must make sure you are familiar with the candidate's CV before the interview. Second, the questions. Both interviewers should ask questions, as candidates may be nervous if one person just writes notes in silence. Simple yes or no questions like, "Are you good at cooperating with others?" are not very helpful, because all candidates are likely to answer yes. Ask some more detailed questions. Third, timing. In order to be fair, all candidates should be given the same amount of time. Last, giving the results. After you have made your decision, you must let the candidates know. Send email to them, no matter to the unsuccessful one or the one you don't want to miss.
It's really a tough job, Henry. The last question. Can we guess the result from the interviewer's body language?
Body language can tell a lot. Just as we can say that a candidate is not telling the whole truth when he touches his mouth or bites his lip in the interview. Well, an interviewer bites his lips. He might be thirsty.
You must be thirsty now, Henry. Let's have a water break. Thank you for sharing your idea, Henry. Thank you, everyone. See you on next Thursday.